We're talking with St. Joseph Congressman Fred Upton. White House spokesman Fred J. Kearney is asking for patience until a full review of the Veterans Affairs Department is finished. Pressed about reports about growing problems at VA health clinics, Kearney said the White House will assess the facts once the review is completed, and individuals will be held accountable if that is warranted. Is that a calming voice in the situation, Fred, or has it gone beyond calming and action needs to be done now?
Look, there is so much frustration, and now this cover-up. You know, they realize that probably dozens of people, veterans, died because of a wait, and it was covered up for many, many months. So I would say that patience has run out, at least up on Capitol Hill, that is for sure. I mean, tell me a greater need for the VA than to get this thing straightened out, and it hasn't been straightened out for a couple of years. And it's time to have, I think, a wholesale house cleaning, get folks in there, figure out what the problem is, and make sure that our veterans, no matter what era of their service, get the decent and honorable care that they deserve and expected. And this has just gone on way too long, and it needs to get fixed. It's clear that the people that are running the department aren't capable of getting that done, and it's time to get somebody else that can do the job.
Your colleague Bill Heising, his staff sent me a little thing from ABC News saying that the White House is distorting the American Legion statement on the veterans controversy. Jay Kearney repeatedly suggested the American Legion had praised the Department of Veterans Affairs for the resignation Friday of top VA health official Dr. Robert Petzl, but the American Legion issued a statement dismissing the resignation as business as usual. This just continues to compound the frustration.
Well, it's my understanding that the American Legion has also indicated its voice of disapproval of what's been ongoing here for a while, and I think that they, too, have also said it's time for more heads to go.
Yeah, it's just a frustrating, frustrating situation. We're talking with Congressman Fred Upton, the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and ironically, the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee probably will not be part of a White House roundtable on investing in America. Report by the White House and Department of Commerce, winning business investment in the United States. It's part of a roundtable as the president meets with business leaders to stress investments and job creation. Expected to continue calling for more money to repair or replace crumbling infrastructure, including highways and bridges. If you were part of that roundtable, Congressman Upton, Fred, I think you would be telling them a few things that maybe the White House did not want to hear.
Well, you know, as I talked to folks, and I talked to some people from the business roundtable yesterday, our businesses, large or small, they want certainty. They all have a 4 or 5 year economic plan. They know what the investments are they're going to make. And, you know, particularly on the tax side of things, and we're seeing this now with Pfizer and AstraZeneca. We saw it with Perrigo and a smaller company in Ireland. We pay the highest corporate tax rate in the world. And so, of course, there are incentives, sadly, for companies to leave so that they don't have to pay that high tax rate. That's number one. Number two, we're looking at some things like the research and development or R&D tax credit. This is a bill that has been around for many decades. It encourages businesses to invest in R&D here, to create the jobs here, no matter what the field is. It's a very important piece of the economic pie. The House 2 weeks ago passed an extension, or actually passed a bill to make it permanent, so you don't have to ride this up and down. Is it going to be extended or is it not? We're going to make it permanent, and the White House indicated that they were planning to veto that bill, even though there are similar provisions in the Senate where they didn't give that same veto signal. Again, businesses are looking for certainty. This is something that has enjoyed wide business support, and I'm hoping that we can get it done, obviously, in a bipartisan basis. The third plank is, yes, infrastructure. We look here at infrastructure in Michigan. You know, our roads are in terrible shape after the worst winter in perhaps 100 years. Some good news here. Likely this week, expect to see the Water Resources Development Act be passed. It moves to the Senate. Should be done in the next week or two, I think, gets to the president's desk. But it's the first time in, I don't know, 7-8 years that we've actually begun to see some water projects being funded. For us in the Great Lakes, it's important because we're going to see a new formula for dredging. And, of course, our commercial ports, whether they be in Holland or Grand Haven, the Twin Cities, are essential for economic development, whether it be salt and gravel and cement that comes in. It impacts communities within 200 miles or so of those ports because it's so much cheaper to transport that aggregate into our harbors versus putting it on an 18-wheeler and beating up our roads coming in to someplace else. So the bill itself enjoys broad bipartisan support. We'll probably have it passed by Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. The other thing, of course, is the highway bill. And, of course, it's a big issue up in Lansing. We know that. The governor has called for more money to fix our roads, and the legislature is looking at a number of different proposals. But on the federal level, our highway reauthorization bill expires this year, and work has to be done there, too. It's important that these infrastructure projects have the adequate level of funding, and it's something that needs to be done, and the work starts now.
Talking with Fred Upton, you mentioned about the tax code situation and involving, obviously, Perrigo and Pfizer is involved with it as well. And at least I think that's some sort of, at least some common ground from both sides of the aisle. Yeah, the reform of the U.S. tax code would be nice. The problem is Democrats want it one way and Republicans want another, and there doesn't seem to be any agreement.
Well, it was unfortunate to a degree that Max Baucus, a very capable legislator and was the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, left at the beginning of this year to become ambassador to China. And thus, the work that he had done with Dave Camp, our Michigan chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, is in essence stalled. But it's very complex. It's likely that Paul Ryan, a former vice presidential candidate and is Republican from Wisconsin, is likely to be the next chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. He's indicated that the draft proposal that Dave Camp put out a month or so ago is a good first step, and tax reform, it's got to be on the plate. It's got to get done. We have a very antiquated system. It's way too complex, way too long. And, of course, being the highest tax rate in the world, we're seeing jobs leave the United States. Time to change that. And I'm hopeful and actually encouraged that that'll happen in the next year.
And finally, and you touched upon this, Fred, a few moments ago, and while this is more of a state issue in the sense that it happened in Michigan, but it does belie the fact that work needs to be done on roads. We've had a report of a critical injury accident in Detroit yesterday, a fatality in West Michigan over the weekend as motorcyclists hit potholes, and unlike cars who may have only bust a axle or bust a strut or something like that when they hit a pothole, these motorcyclists are falling off and dying. That just sort of puts the onus on lawmakers to try to deal with this issue.
Well, as we all been driving, and for me, you know, representing six counties, I want to say last week I had events in all six counties on one day, and see the roads from the, you know, some roads that are being converted to gravel because there isn't enough money to resurface it. But you look at 94 and 96 and major resurfacing construction plans starting now. But some of those potholes, certainly this winter, I mean, they're almost like a foot deep. And they're, you know, on every seam as you're moving along. So, yeah, it's, you know, but now the warmer weather is hopefully upon us. You got more motorbikes out there for sure, but you can see what'll happen as they hit. You know, motorcycles weren't around much during the winter months, but now that they're coming out, those holes, they're pretty devastating, and shows the seriousness of trying to get this thing done as quickly as possible.
Fred Upton, the congressman from St. Joseph, joins us every Tuesday morning for a conversation on some of the issues of the day. And we're out of time, unfortunately, for this segment, but we wish you and your family well this coming week. I look forward to talking to you after Memorial Day on the next Tuesday.
Great.